just wondering, Tony, with all these high dignitaries and people concerned about the human rights situation, I was just wondering how much they got to see of the violence against the people in all over Honduras, but particularly in Tegucigalpa and San Pedro Sula. And I've been looking at reports from journalists from within Honduras, and they are coming up with horrific stories of police brutality and repression, which is, of course, most underreported or virtually not reported at all in the mainstream news. But with this visiting delegation, you'd think they might have backed off a bit. Would these people have had the opportunity to see the brutality that was happening there?
Well, the main human rights delegation, the main formal internationally recognized human rights delegation that has been in Honduras over the last while, has been the delegation of the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights, which is a subbody of the Organization of American States. Now, while Honduras has been slung out of the Organization of American States so long as the de facto coup regime is in power, legally, under terms of international law, the de facto coup regime is still answerable for the protection and defense and maintenance of democratic standards and fundamental human rights norms in Honduras under the Inter-American Charter, to which the Honduran state is a signatory. So the fact that the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights has been in the country for, and I think they were in the country for around a week, and they went all over the place. They went to Tocoa, which has been the scene of some of the worst repression. They've been to San Pedro Sula, they've been to El Paraíso, and obviously they've been in the capital, Tegucigalpa. And they took hundreds of testimonies from people who've been victims of repression. And their report, which is up on the Tortilla Consal website, in Spanish. If people do a search in Google or some other search engine, they should search for Observaciones Preliminares de la Visita de la CIDH a Honduras, and that'll give them the link not just to the document on our site, but to the document on several sites, because it's been published on several websites, so it's readily available out there on the web. And if I've always been quite skeptical about the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights, because, for example, one thinks of the notorious case of the United States journalist Laurie Berenson, who's a grotesque injustice. She's been imprisoned in Peru for over 20 years now, just because she had a meeting once with a guerrilla outfit, and her appeal for her sentence to be overturned was rejected by the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights, which is a blatantly political judgment to suit the Peruvian government. So, and that the case of Laurie Berenson is just one case. There are numerous cases one could cite along those lines. So I had no great hopes of the results of the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights visit to Honduras. But in fact, their document is surprisingly and refreshingly direct and condemnatory. They make very clear that there have been assassinations that they regard as having been carried out by the coup regime. Widespread repression involving hundreds of people being wounded just for exercising their constitutional right to demonstrate peacefully. Somebody who was there when the witnesses turned up for to give their testimony to the delegation of the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights said it was more like being in an enormous hospital waiting room than in a than in a courtroom, or in, because almost all of all the hundreds of people that turned up to give their testimony, a huge number were still in plaster from the beatings and attacks to which they'd been subjected by the police and the army. It's a shame that there weren't any photographs of that, but you get the general picture from that brief description. So, and the preliminary report by the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights is very clear on that score. It's also very clear on the issue of arbitrary imprisonment. And they report thousands of cases of arbitrary detention and arbitrary imprisonment in subhuman conditions. They also report on the liberty of expression, freedom of expression issues, where radio stations and television stations have been subject to censorship by the coup regime, preventing them from broadcasting their view of what's going on in the country. And the depressing thing about that particular issue is that even after the report was made public, the preliminary report was made public, the coup regime sent paramilitary or military forces to blow up the transmitters of Radio Globo, which is one of the only independent radio stations.
Yeah, I'm quite dependent on that for...
They did an incredible job of keeping themselves back online. And amazing, although they lost about 30% of their signal as a result of that particular transmitter being demolished, they managed to make technical arrangements that kept themselves transmitting at least to 70% of Honduras.
Extraordinary, but going to the extent of actually destroying property, we know that's a big no-no with the with the business class.
Oh yeah, isn't that startling that they also blew up a transmitter that took Cholusat Canal 36, which is the only independent television station that's actually broadcasting what's really going on in the country. That's been completely taken off the air, so far as I'm aware, because their transmitter was blown up, although they may still be available via internet. But it is startling that even after the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights report criticizing the government for its extreme and obvious violations of the rights to freedom of expression, the coup regime still went out and sent its goons out to blow up those communications media transmitters.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the reasons why people like the foreign minister of Mexico, for example, who a regime the Mexican government is by no means a progressive regime. The Mexican government has its own record of grotesque, violent repression of peaceful demonstrations. But even their foreign minister is saying at this point that the situation in Honduras is extremely disturbing and a threat to democracy in the region. And if somebody like Felipe Calderón's foreign minister is saying that, then one wonders what on earth is stopping the United States from clearly stating that they regard the coup d'etat in Honduras as precisely a military coup d'etat, which is something that they've been umming and ahhing about for 2 months now.